Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you listen to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it.
Stayolday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
When I ask anyone, what is the one internal attribute if you could fix, alter, augment in any way about yourself, what would it be? Everyone's answer is the same. Confidence. That's why I'm doing a live training this Thursday to share with you why you can never be too confident in life. So not only are you going to learn why too much confidence is not and will never be your problem, you'll also learn the one key attribute for building confidence, the main reason why most people fail to utilize it, and you're going to learn how to be irrationally confident without being annoyingly arrogant or cocky, and how to leverage that in your business and in your life. If any of that sounds interesting to you, if any of that's something you could use, go to workonmygame.com/live to register for this free training that's happening this Thursday. That's workonmygame.com/live, L-I-V-E. Wouldn't it be great to be so personally driven that you inspired other people to action even when you weren't that motivated on your own? You can do so by reading my book, The Mirror of Motivation. I've already purchased a bunch of copies that I'm going to give away for free to you, shipping them worldwide. All I need you to do is go to workonmygame.com/motivation and tell me where to ship the book. Again, that's my book, The Mirror of Motivation, The Self-Guide to Self-Discipline. I am shipping free physical copies worldwide. I paid for the book already. You take care of the shipping. Tell me where to ship it. Go to workonmygame.com/motivation. Tell us where to send your book, and I'm sending you one now. Available while supplies last. That's workonmygame.com/motivation. You're now tuned in to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, there's more. You get a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, podcast, the book, the philosophy known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is making the jump and closing the gap. This is a business topic. And the topic, the reason why we're talking about this here today, because you heard me talk back in, I believe it was episode 1102, about raising your prices. And I talked about it also back in, I believe it was episode 785, about raising your price. I talked about raising prices and creating that space for yourself in your mind, in your business, with the people that you're working with, the people that you're attracting. I talked about it in a few different episodes of this podcast. But on the heels of those topics, there's a challenge that we need to address. While you're going to find those better clients, while you're stepping your game up, while you're trying to raise your profile and raise the, or change rather, let's call it, the perception of you in the marketplace from the people who would be your clients or the people who you want to be your prospects and eventual clients, and talking about raising prices, understanding not only the logical, but the emotional factors that go into it, raising the price and stepping your game up, all of this stuff, all these episodes that I mentioned also are at the podcast archive at DreAllDay.com/podcast. A couple of those episodes are game group member only. I should let you know up front, if you're not a member of the game group, you won't have access to those, but you can get access just by going to DreAllDay.com/game group. But I also want you to understand, and this is what I was saying before I interrupted myself, it's not as simple to do this. It's not like you just do it. Like your price was $10. Now you raise it to $100 and voila, everybody who is paying $10 starts paying you $100. I don't think that's ever happened with anybody. That you're at a level two, your perception at least, and then you decide you want to be at a level 20, and all of a sudden the next day everybody says, okay, you were a 2 yesterday, but now you're 20, all good, we're going to start treating you like that level 20 individual. It doesn't work like that. We all know that. And that may be something you're experiencing right now if you're in the process of stepping your game up when it comes to making that jump, whether that be in your perception or in your something that's tangible, such as the numbers that you demand, such as the prices that you want for yourself. This is something that you may be experiencing right now if you're going through it, or it may be the idea of this, maybe the very thing that's been the resistance that's kept you from making change. You've heard my episodes where I talked about raising your prices, where I explained logically why to do it. I explained emotionally how to deal with it. You listened to it and it sounded good and it made sense for you, but you still didn't raise your price. You're still charging the same thing you were charging. You're still allowing people to negotiate you down. You're still negotiating against yourself when people hint to you that they might not have the money to pay you, and it's pissing you off. You're getting pissed off at yourself. You feel like you're undervaluing yourself. You feel like you're not getting the proper return on investment based on your skills and your ability and how long you've been in the game. Yet you still aren't making the change because of this very challenge that's in your mind, is that when I make this jump, if I go from charging $100 a client to $1,000 a client, I don't have any $1,000 clients. I got a whole bunch of $100 clients, Dre. So if I start charging $1,000 a client, I lose all the $100 clients because they're like, I can't afford that. And you're like, I know. But then $1,000 clients, none of them know me because they've been buying from $1,000 salespeople. I ain't been $1,000 salesperson. I've been $100 salesperson. So now you're in this no man's land or no woman's land or no business person's land or no salesperson's land where you're not going back to the people you were dealing with, but you haven't quite yet been accepted by the people you want to be dealing with. What do you do then? Because that's what makes this process not so simple. Maybe this is the very thought you've been having that's kept you from actually doing anything with what I talked about in those episodes. All this time that has passed. Now, why you didn't get in the game group form and ask me about it, I don't know. But I do know that this challenge exists with a lot of entrepreneurs, whether they heard me talk about it before or not. This is a process that is not easy for many people. And I'm not here to tell you that it is easy. It is simple, but it's not easy. As with most things in life. So today we're going to talk about that process. What makes this process difficult? We're going to talk about what, and also how rather, to deal with the process. Because there is a way to deal with it. Because look around. There are people out there who are charging 5, 10, 20 times what you're charging. Are they not? Of course there are. You know who they are. You can Google them and find them very easily. They're not hard to find. So it can be dealt with. Question is, are you willing to deal with it? And as you listen to the points that I'm making here today, you just need to be reflecting on yourself and asking yourself, can I do these things? Does it make sense to me? Does it match who I am and where I am and what I am, as we talked about in yesterday's episode? And then can I do it? Well, you don't even need to ask that because I'll give you an answer. Yes, you can do everything I'm going to say here today. The bigger question is, will I do it? Am I willing to do this? Am I willing to make the jump? Am I willing to take a risk? And making a jump is a risk because you might not land where you think you're going to land. That being said, let's get into our points. Point number one, today's topic once again is making the jump and closing the gap. Number one, when you make the jump from one level to another in anything that you do in life, and today we're using the canvas of pricing your products, your goods and services as an entrepreneur or as a freelancer, but this could be as a business professional. You're out there in the market, you're a free agent in the market, and you may have more than one company vying for your services. They're asking you, how much is it going to take? What is it going to take for us to get you working with us? When you make that jump from one level to another in anything, whether we're talking money or anything else, there's a gap that you have to live through. This is the gap of no longer being associated with that old group that you just jumped away from, but you haven't yet landed with the new group. You start turning down the $10 customers, but the $100 customers don't even know who the hell you are yet, let alone do they trust you, let alone do you have a track record with $100 customers that they're willing to do business with you yet. So right now you're stuck in traffic. As when I got out of college in 2004, I was speaking to a guy I knew from the neighborhood, and he asked me, oh, where you been? I said, man, I've been in college. He said, oh, you graduated? I said, yeah, I graduated. He said, congratulations. I said, thank you. He said, what you doing now? I said, I don't know. I'm back home living with my parents. I don't have a job right now. I want to play ball overseas. That hasn't worked out quite yet. So I'm kind of back in the same spot I was before I left for college. And he chuckled. He said, man, you stuck in traffic right now. And that's pretty much where you're going to be. You're going to be stuck in traffic for a moment. You jumped away from the old group. You haven't yet landed with the new group. And you might not land with the new group as quickly as you think you will. In that moment that you're stuck in traffic, do you have enough gas in your car that you'll make it through the traffic jam? That's a good one right there. Sales have slowed down. Your revenue has slowed down. You're questioning yourself. You're questioning your business. You're questioning your offerings. You're wondering if you have made a smart decision. Right now, at this moment, it is quite tempting for you to turn around and go back to where you came from. Is it not? Maybe some of you have experienced this already. You say, you know what? I'm tired of dealing with these customers at this price point. I'm tired of underselling my value. I'm tired of undercharging for what I'm bringing to the table. I'm going to raise my prices. You raised them. People weren't buying. There was no response. There were crickets when you raised your price. You turned around with your tail between your legs and you went right back to the prices that you vied you would not charge anymore. Now, I know I'm not speaking into an empty cave right now. I know I'm speaking to somebody right now. You've done it before. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to acknowledge. You don't have to tell me that I was talking to you when you heard this. Just know that I know that you know that I'm talking to you. It's quite tempting to go back to where you were before. Maybe you've done it before. I want you to understand you're not alone. This is what most people do. Most people actually just do it in their mind. They don't actually tangibly do it. They don't go and actually say a higher price to anybody. They don't go and change the prices on their website. They just think in their mind that they're going to do it. And they think about it for a little bit. And before they actually act on it, they mentally go right back to what they were doing before. So they never tangibly made a change. They thought they made a decision in their mind, but they actually didn't because they never acted on it. And then they go right back to thinking the same way they were thinking before. Why? Because of this gap. Because of the fact that they're going to be stuck in traffic. And a lot of people get, now I live in Miami and people talk how the traffic in Miami is bad. It's not really that bad. I mean, I've been in Manhattan at rush hour. Now that's, you want to talk about bad traffic? That's bad traffic. And I haven't spent a lot of time in LA, but I heard the traffic there is pretty bad. Miami traffic's not that bad, but I see motorists in Miami, man, getting so aggressive when they're stuck in traffic. People just, I don't know. I think somebody has been told that the longer that you lean on the horn, you know, the longer that you hold on it, the more aggressively you beep, the faster all the other cars move. But you know what I'm talking about. Anywhere that you live when things get thick in the traffic. You, back to my point here, you turned around mentally before you did anything physically because you were wary of being stuck in traffic. And this is what most people do. My point here, this point number one, I just want to acknowledge that this happens. Okay? I'm not here to admonish you about it. I'm not even here to give you a solution to that. All I'm doing here in point number one, now you know we got more than one point. All I'm doing here in point number one, I just want to acknowledge that this happens. Okay, you're not crazy. There's nothing wrong with you. Just know that this makes you human. Going from 1X to 10X, ladies and gentlemen, is not easy. And just to any of you who might be thinking this, going from 1X to 10X does not mean work 10 times harder. Nor does it mean get 10 times smarter. Nor does it mean get 10 people to work with you. You cannot go from 1X to 10X doing any of those things. Those are all linear solutions. 1X to 10X is not a linear solution. It's an insight solution. If you didn't hear my episode on insight, I suggest that you go find it and listen to it. If you remember, you're a member of the gang group, I mean, you had the insight episode 4 months ago. But if you're not a member, it's out now, so you need to go listen to it. Point number two, today's topic is making the jump and closing that gap. And this is anything in life. When you're making that jump from that 1X level to the 10X level, like I talked about in the Insight episode, it's not as easy as just talking about it. It's not as easy as listening to a podcast episode because you're going to be stuck in traffic for a minute. And being stuck in traffic is not fun. Any of you who've ever experienced it, literally or in a metaphorical way that I'm describing here today, this one is probably worse. At least when you're stuck in traffic on the road, you at least know that if you sit there long, you know the car is going to eventually move, right? You know the light will eventually turn green. You know that. When you're stuck in traffic in the business world, in the professional world, in your career, and trying to raise your status, you can't see the other cars. You can't see a car in front of you. You can't see a car behind you. You can't see the traffic light up in front of you. You can't Google. You can't get on the Waze app or Google Maps and see where the traffic starts to lighten up. You have no idea if you will ever get out of that traffic jam. That's what makes it hard when you're trying to make that jump in the metaphorical sense. So in point number one, I just acknowledge that, listen, this is real. Let's get to point number two, making the jump and closing the gap. Let me tell you something. I did not make this episode or any other episode of this show to convince you not to go back. You heard me correctly. I did not make this episode, and I'm not going to do it here. I'm not going to try to convince you not to turn around and go back to the 1X level if you're afraid of being stuck in traffic for too long and never landing at 10X. If it really bothers you that much, if you are really concerned and you're really not too believing in the fact that you're going to land at the 10X level because you're stuck in traffic right now, you can't see the traffic lights, you can't see the cars in front of you or behind you, but you know you're in traffic. If you are really uncomfortable with that and it's really bothering you and you can barely function on a day-to-day basis because you're afraid that leaving that 1X mode to try to get the 10X mode is too big of a risk for you right now. Maybe it'll be okay for you in 3 months, maybe in 5 years, but right now, today, is just a little bit too much for you. I'm not here to convince you otherwise. If you want to go back, go back. Now, why am I telling you that? Dre, I thought this was supposed to be a motivational podcast. What are you doing here? Let me tell you why I'm telling you that. Because this is your business. This is your life. You got to live in it. So what I do here on this podcast, in the game group membership, on a YouTube video, in an article that I write, every chapter of a book that I've ever put out, in an Instagram story, I will plant the seeds in your mind. That's all I do is plant the seeds. Well, that's not all I do, but that's what I do. That's the entry point of dealing with Dre Baldwin is I'm going to plant the seeds, okay? Now, if you want me to help you water the seeds and cultivate the land and grow it and take care of those plants, there are levels for that. All right, but this level right here where you're listening to me, unless you're listening to this is in game group membership, you're listening to this on a free platform, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, you know, Spotify, all that, listen. All I do here is plant the seeds. All right, you got to water the seeds. You got to pull the weeds out that are trying to kill your plants. You got to garden. You got to take care of your garden. Okay. If you don't want to do that, that's your decision. I'm not mad at you. I'm not going to trash you. I'm not going to do a social media post bashing you. That's your decision. If you need to be convinced to do anything in life, anything, you will eventually turn around and go back to your old ways soon enough anyway. Think about that. Anything you've ever been convinced to do, you eventually turned around and went back to what you were doing before anyway, because you didn't want to do it. The best way to get somebody to do something is not to become more persuasive and get smarter and get better with your words or have more force to where they have to do what you say. The best way to get somebody to want to do something is for them to want to do it. If they don't want to do it, I don't care how persuasive you are. Even if you persuade them to do it in the short term, they're not going to keep doing it in the long term and you're not going to get their best effort. This is why I say to you, you don't need to convince people to become part of your audience or to buy your products. What you need to do is find people who already want to be part of your audience, who already want to buy your products and sell to them. Sell to the people who are already sold. Don't sell to the people who need to be convinced. Convincing is a time-consuming activity. You actually call it a time-wasting activity because even if you succeed in convincing, you didn't really convince them. All you did was get them to do something that they were sure would get you the hell off of their backs in a moment so they could go on living their lives and doing what they want to do. That's all you actually did when you, quote unquote, convinced somebody. It takes much less energy to deal with people who are already convinced than to have to convince. Why? Because there's much less resistance. You don't have to fight through the resistance. I'm telling you all that as part of point number two, I'm not here to convince you to go back when you're stuck in traffic. Because if you're not ready to make that jump, listen, I want to tell you something. There are plenty of people who also are not ready. There are plenty of people who also never will. There are plenty of people who jump and then they turn around and go back. There are plenty of people who get stuck in traffic, then they make a U-turn and go backwards just because there's no traffic that way. There's no cars coming that way, so they go that way because it makes them feel like they're doing something. Any of you ever been there? That's a great metaphor too. Any of you ever been stuck in traffic, or maybe you were walking, you weren't driving, and you see all this traffic going one direction on the road. There's very little traffic going in the other direction. And then there's the impatient driver. The driver who needs to be doing something to feel like they're making progress, even though they're not, but they feel like they are. So they make a U-turn and go the other way, the way that they just came from, away from the traffic, just so they can feel like they're making some kind of progress, even though they're actually making their trip even longer than it would have been had they stayed stuck in traffic. Some of you live this way. It feels better to deal with 8 1X clients than it does to invest the time and effort into finding 1 10X client. Even though, all you know math well enough, 1 10X client is worth more than 8 1X clients. But you'd rather deal with the 8 because you feel like you're doing something. You feel like you're being productive. You're busy. You got clients. I'm not here to convince you otherwise. I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm telling you all of this. I'm putting all this time into these points just to let you know that I understand what you're thinking. Let's move on to point number 3. Today's topic is making the jump and closing the gap. Often, when you make this jump, when you're stuck in traffic, you want to close the gap, but it ain't closing, and you have no idea if and when it's ever closing. Often, the only thing you have to feel good about is the belief that you're on the right path. And sometimes, that alone ain't much. That's tough. You have no proof that this is working yet. And this is the exact reason, just in case any of you didn't know, and I kind of have already said this, this is the exact reason why most people remain in 1X mode all of their lives. Because when you go from 1X to 10X, I already told you, you can't walk from the 1X mode to the 10X mode. It doesn't mean work 10 times harder. Right, anyone who's listening to this podcast, if you have listened already 20 something minutes into this episode, you can't work 10 times harder. If you listen to a podcast called Work on Your Game and you've invested 20 minutes in listening to what I'm talking about here today, I'm 99.9% sure that you are incapable of working 10 times harder than you already work. Could you work twice as hard? I'm not sure you could even do twice as hard. Really, twice as hard? Maybe, on your best day, if you got a lot of sleep the night before. You can't do 10X what you're already doing. Not by yourself. Not by just doing it harder or getting smarter or getting more resources. Not even with other people, unless they come in with a completely different mindset from yours. All right, 10 people thinking the same thing that you're thinking is just going to be 1X 10 different times. That's all it's going to be. It's not the same as 10X. Believe it or not. All right, that's some funky algebra, but you get the point. Often the only thing you have to feel good about when you're going from the 1X to the 10X is the personal belief that you're on the right path, even though there is no proof that you're going to get there. And this is the exact reason why most people can't stay in traffic, because they can't see the light. They can't see the cars moving forward. They don't see any progress. Therefore, they stay where they are. Going to 10X is a risk, in other words. If I haven't said that in so many words already, you haven't read between those lines. And there's a risk that... there's a risk of people when you go from 1X to 10X, because to go from that level to that level, you're going to have to leave some people behind and make some new associations. Everybody's not comfortable with that. And I'm not talking about the people you leave behind. I'm talking about the people who need to do the leaving. Some of you are not comfortable leaving behind your current associations to make some new ones. Let's be honest. Going from 1X to 10X is also a risk of money, because you got to leave behind the nickels and dimes to go deal with the dollars. You need to leave behind the people who say, well, I don't have a big budget, or I can't afford that, to deal with the people who never ask for a discount. Now, while it sounds good, getting into that room is not as easy as it sounds. Getting into that room is not as easy as talking about it. It may not be as quick either. But that's the risk that you take if you want to go from level 1 to level 10. It's a risk of time. Because like we already talked about, being stuck in traffic is time consuming. Some of you are stuck in traffic right now while you're listening to me talk. It's time consuming to be stuck in traffic. And you can't really do anything else while you're in traffic. I mean, you got your phone. You can play around on your phone. You can listen to some audio, some music. You can make some phone calls. Maybe you got somebody in the car with you. You can have a conversation. But otherwise, you just got to sit there stuck in that traffic. And time is the most valuable asset that we have. So if you're going to go from this 1X level to this 10X level, you are risking your most valuable asset on the chance that you'll get there. Because going from 1X to 10X, most of the time, doesn't happen overnight. What you need in this period of time is the belief that you made the right decision. Now, I got a bunch of episodes of this podcast on belief, on confidence, on maintaining your presence of mind amidst the turmoil of situations and events. And I actually refer to you something outside of myself. Robert Greene, The 33 Strategies of War, he has a chapter where he talks about presence of mind. When things are going crazy all around you, maintaining your presence of mind and not allowing the moment, the emotion of the moment, to sweep you up and carry you out. Even if you don't consider what you're doing in your life a war, it is a war. It's a war of the mind. And that's what the 33 Strategies of War is really about, the mindset. It's about the mental game. It's not about, he uses examples, Robert uses examples from the battlefield and real things that happen between real people, but it's really about what goes on in your mind. It's such a well-written book, and that's why I say Robin Greene is my favorite author, because the things that he writes about, he uses examples that may have no connection whatsoever to what you do in your life today, but mentally they apply to anything anybody goes through. So I suggest you read those chapters and you refer yourself to the Work On Your Game podcast at DreAllDay.com/podcast. I'm just leaving out the .com now. I think it's understood, right? And listen to those episodes on belief. On confidence. Watch my TED talk on confidence. I've done two of them. Read the chapter called The Super You in my book, Work On Your Game. Read my book called The Super You. All these things I've done about belief. The reason why I talk about confidence so often is, first of all, most people ask for it. You ask them one thing that could get better with themselves mentally. Almost everybody says confidence. Confidence comes from discipline. That's why discipline is number one. Confidence is number two. It would be number one if it wasn't for discipline. And mental toughness is just your measure of how much of each of those you can maintain when things don't go right, when you're stuck in traffic. So you see how all these go together. And it's a personal initiative of being willing to take that jump, getting stuck in the traffic and staying in the traffic on nothing but the belief that you're eventually going to make it through. I want you to notice I'm not giving you any quote solutions in today's episode, because that's not what today's show is about. Not about me giving you solutions to something that's going to make you feel better or something that's just going to solve all your problems in a 30-minute podcast episode, because we know that's not the way life works. And if it was the way life worked, listen, I'd be charging a whole lot of money for this episode. And even if you're a game group member, the most you pay is $19 for the month. That's less than a dollar for this episode. If I can give you solutions to solving these challenges that I'm talking about here today, I can just give it to you in 30 minutes. Listen, this podcast will come out once a year. That's all I need. I'll be good. Let's recap today's topic, which is making the jump and closing the gap. Now, I thought of this topic thinking about the business world and the entrepreneurs and freelancers out there on these topics of raising your price, finding better clients. I've talked about raising prices several episodes of this show, all of which explain in detail the logical and emotional factors behind doing so, all of which I've talked about these on many episodes of the show. Go to the podcast archive. You can listen to them. But I want you to understand that it is not very simple to do this. It's not like you make some changes and everything changes for you immediately. It's a process that is not easy for many people. And today we're talking about that process and how you can mentally deal with that process, because it starts in the mind, then the body follows. Point number one, when you make the jump from level 1 to level 10, there's a gap that you have to live with. You're stuck in traffic. You are no longer in the old group. You're not yet accepted by the new group. And you have no idea when you're going to land with that new group or if you're going to land with that new group. You're turning down the $10 people, but the $100 people don't know you yet. They don't trust you yet. You don't have a track record yet. Sales are slow. You're questioning if you made the right decision. It's very tempting for you to turn around and go back to where you were before. And this is what most people do. And I want to tell you something. I want to acknowledge that this happens. All right? Going from 1X to 10X ain't easy. Point number two. I'm not here to convince you not to go back. If that's what you thought I was going to do, you're wrong. That's not what I'm doing. I am not here to convince you that you need to stay the course and get to the 10X level. Why? Because the 10X level ain't for everybody. Some people belong at the 1X level and that's where they're going to stay. You need some people holding up the bottom of the pyramid. All right, so some people are going to go back to the 1X level. That's pretty much where they're going to be. And they'll be with the masses, with the average. And that's just what it is. And I'm not saying that as a reverse psychological ploy to make you think, oh, well, I ain't average. I'm going to be with the masses. Listen, most people are average. That's where the average comes from. That's what it is. All right, this is not a trick. I'm not trying to trick you at all on this show. I don't need to trick you. This is your business, is your life, is your career. All I do on this show and anywhere else is I plant the seeds. You got to water the seeds. You got to pull out the weeds. You don't want to make those moves. You don't want to go to the 10X level. That's your decision. If you need to be convinced to do anything, you're eventually going to go back to the old thing anyway. So you might as well not try to allow yourself to be convinced because you're always going to go back to your default method anyway. Now, if you're ready to make a real change, that's a different story. Convincing is a time-wasting activity, so I don't convince anybody. It takes much less energy to deal with people who are already convinced because they offer much less resistance. Point number three, often the only thing you had to feel good about when you're trying to go from this 1X to 10X and you haven't gotten to 10 yet and you're stuck in traffic, a traffic jam that you can't even see, is your belief that you're on the right path. No proof that it's working yet. And this is the exact reason why most people remain in 1X mode all of their lives, because going to 10X is a risk. It's a risk that a lot of people, you're going to have to leave behind when you go from 1X to 10X and create some new associations. You're willing to do that. There's a risk of money because you're leaving behind the guaranteed nickels and dimes, and now you're going after the dollars, the not so guaranteed dollars. There's a risk of time, the most valuable asset, because it doesn't happen overnight most of the time, and you have no idea how many overnights you got to go through before you get to where you're trying to get to. What you need most in this time period is your own personal conviction and belief that you have made the right decision, even when there is no tangible proof that you have. You ready for that? Rhetorical question. What's going on in the game group? In the game group, we talk about confidence a lot, a whole lot. And we know discipline creates confidence. Confidence is a product of how much discipline you're willing to deal with, how many third days you're willing to fight through. And this topic that we talked about here today is really about the third day. Situation where it's not new anymore. You're not as excited about it anymore. You're wondering if you even made the right decision, but you got to bring that level of belief. You got to bring that conviction. You got to bring that confidence to everything that you do as if you know everything's going to work out when you really don't know if everything's going to work out. That's the third day. Are you willing to do that? Do you have it? How many third days have you been through in the last 30 days? Maybe a lot. Maybe every day in the last 30 days has been a third day for you because you're in the process of this right now. But in the game group, I talked more and more about insight. Really, really important topic, which is about asking the right questions, not having the right answers, but asking the right questions from angles that maybe you haven't thought of before. And that's what leads to the breakthroughs that take people from the 1X to the 10X. Is not just working harder. It's not getting more information. It's not about you getting smarter. And that's not what the game group is about either. It's really about giving you the insights, the disciplines, of course. Coming up with insight is a discipline in itself. Then the strategies to actually put things in place to get the results that you want. And if we were only talking about the Work On Your Game podcast, you're getting that every single day as a game group member. And that's something that I, of course, want you to have, because these right here, what you're getting on this podcast every day, this is not a normal podcast. Is there anybody out there with a podcast that's anything like this one? I don't think so. You may have some people who do solo shows and they have good stuff that they talk about, but are they giving it to you once a week or are they giving it to you every day? I don't think there's a show out there. There's nobody out there doing what I'm doing. And that's why the game group membership is the game group membership. You're getting every episode of this podcast for 52 cents a day. That's it. For that type of investment, what you're getting back, I think that's a fucking steal is what I think it is. And I've said that already many times. You hear me say it damn on the ad every day on the show, do you not? So that's what's going on in the game group. We had a forum there also where you can ask any question, get a detailed answer guaranteed from me. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff that goes into the game group membership. But if you only took one thing out of it, if all you got out of it was this show every single day, you're already getting 10 times what you're investing. You're getting way more than that. You're getting 100 times what you're investing. Again, I believe that. That's why the membership is the membership. You get all your information at DreAllDay.com/game group and work on your game. DreAllDay.com. You just listened to an entire episode of my podcast. If you've been getting value from this podcast, the 1,000+ episodes that I've been putting out, or this is just your first one, please go to Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review of my show. It helps me out. It helps the audience out so they know what kind of show this is before they listen to it, if they want to kind of get a taste for it before they commit to listening. And it lets me know that I'm giving value to you every single day on this podcast. So anywhere you can leave a review, please go leave a review. Thank you. I appreciate it a lot. I'll see you in tomorrow's episode. Work on your game.